Texte numéro 31. Countries push to undermine ban on commercial whaling. A 40-year-old ban on commercial whaling is in danger after misleading resolutions were put forward at the International Whaling Commission, IWC, meeting in Portoroz, Slovenia. The wildlife protection organisations Ocean Care and Humane Society International said proposals by pro-whaling countries, including Antigua and Barbuda, could reverse progress made by the IWC. Antigua and Barbuda have submitted a resolution seeking to reopen a formal debate on commercial whaling. It also co-sponsored another resolution with Cambodia, Guinea, and the Gambia, arguing the fishing practice could contribute to food security and address poverty. Members are expected to vote on the resolutions on Tuesday. Nicholas Entrup, Ocean Care's Director of International Relations, dismissed the concept of sustainable whaling as ridiculous. If passed, he said, Antigua and Barbuda's resolutions would reverse progress made in 2018 towards a more conservation-focused IWC. Instead of losing precious time with decade-old debates about fabricated scenarios like sustainable whaling and false solutions to food security, the IWC should urgently take up the real pressing issues, climate change and plastic pollution, Entrup said. At the last meeting of its 88 member countries in Brazil in 2018, the IWC rejected a proposal by Japan to lift the ban on commercial whaling, which Tokyo said could be done sustainably. Japan, which had tried for many years to lift the ban, left the Commission the year after the 2018 meeting and is no longer bound by the restriction. Commercial whaling in the 19th and early 20th centuries brought the mammals to the brink of extinction. Wendy Higgins, director at Humane Society International, said, "People assume the whaling ban, which has saved the lives of hundreds and thousands of cetaceans, is done and dusted. But the ban is in jeopardy as long as there are nations in the IWC who will vote to return to whaling." Higgins described the resolution on sustainable whaling as misleading and said, "I hope whale-friendly nations will vote against the biggest threat to the conservation of cetaceans that we have seen for a long time." Jiri Mack, the commissioner who is responsible for coordinating the position for the EU member states, said it was absolutely clear that the position of the EU and its member states was to support the maintenance and full implementation of the moratorium on commercial whaling in the schedule, and to oppose any proposal which could undermine the moratorium or potentially lead to threats to whale stocks. The resolutions come as the IWC faces financial difficulties after the departure of Japan, the COVID pandemic, and global economic problems. A quarter of the 88 countries that make up the Commission have not paid annual dues that the IWC says are critical to its continued mandate. Adapted from theguardian.org, October 2022.